Hello and welcome to In Depth, the PSA program airing on all Lotus radio stations right now. I'm Ian Sorensen, your host. Andy Gephardt is in the studio from Truckee Meadows Water Authority. Andy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Ian?
God, it's good to hear the voice. It's crazy, man. I just hear it all the time telling us about our water and how to be responsible about it. And speaking of the status of our water supply, how are we looking at this point, Andy?
We're still looking incredible.
Yeah.
You know, the Tahoe is what, about 4 or 5 inches below the rim. I mean, it filled again this year, and so
okay.
I mean, as Tahoe goes, our water supply goes.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when Tahoe's full, we have, no matter what Mother Nature throws, you know, no matter if it's the 2015 drought or whatever the case is, a full Tahoe is going to give you 3 solid years.
Really?
At least.
Okay.
And so, you know, yeah, just go with that. You know, we're blessed.
Yeah,
we really are.
I mean, our snowfall is crazy. We had a really wet spring.
Yeah, I mean, you look up there on Mount Rose right now, and we're still there's still snow patches up there.
I know,
which is incredible.
People skiing into like early July. I think it was pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so we're looking good for the next several years. Very cool. And then, but beside that, I mean, granted, we're doing well water supply wise, but we should still be responsible with what we have.
Oh, for sure.
So assigned day watering, what is that all about in case people don't know?
Well, pretty much, you know, if you're new to the region or, you know, you've just not been listening to the radio and started today, you know, we look at the watering days and we do that in many ways to even out the demand throughout the week. You know, we found that, you know, your lawn around here, you don't need to water every day.
No.
And so if you water, you know, 3 times a week, that really just helps it helps spread the load, if you will. You don't have
right.
to have as big a pipes. We don't have to have as big a plants. We don't have, you know, we can just spread it out throughout the week. So for addresses that are even, you know, it's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. You know, addresses that are odd, ending in an odd number, are going to be Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. We kind of ask that you don't water on Monday. It gives us a chance to, you know, recover from the weekend just like everybody else. And,
gotcha.
You know, kind of ease into the week.
That's smart. So have you, I mean, I don't know if there's any way to gauge it, but are people kind of abiding by this assigned watering?
Oh, for sure.
Day schedule? Okay.
No, this community has had a long-standing tradition or ethic, if you will, of water conservation.
Yeah.
And in fact, we look right now and the water usage last year is less than the water usage in 2005.
Wow.
So in, you know, in the last 13, 15 years, we are using less water than we did. And we know we've grown more.
Yeah, we definitely know that.
You know, and that's due to many factors. We, you know, we are now fully metered where we didn't used to be completely metered.
Okay.
Our conservation programs are, you know, the people are just more aware.
Good.
You know, houses, fixtures are more efficient. Things are better.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, technology has definitely helped, I'm sure, as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So not only, yeah, humans being very moral and upstanding, but yeah, technology is great. And then, and now we're talking about, you're updating your water resource plan. What does that entail?
Well, what we do is we look, you know, and you wouldn't want us saying, hey, here, what are we going to do tomorrow?
Right.
You know,
no,
oh, and not plan for it.
A little too short notice.
A little
exactly.
too short notice. So we have a 20-year water resource plan, and we update it every 5 years.
Okay.
Now, when I say we update it every 5 years, we are actually, every year we're looking at it. We're constantly reviewing it, seeing, okay, where's the tweaks? Where are our assumptions right? Where were our assumptions wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things change. If you'd, you know, so we're, if 15 years ago, nobody would have thought about the Truckee switch and the Tri-Center and Tesla,
right?
You know, and that effect in this community that wasn't on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, there's always something that happens that you weren't planning on or you weren't aware. It's a new factor. It's a new variable.
Right.
And so every 5 years we update it. We're just in the process of finalizing that for the 2020 to 2040 water resource plan. So it's a 20-year
wow.
plan, and we look at population growth trends. We don't just use our numbers. We look at different entities, their projections, their growth projections, their business projections, their models. What does everybody think? And we take all that information into account and say, okay, if this happens, will we be able to supply water?
Okay.
And if it, you know, so far, luckily, we're in great shape, and we haven't had to say, well, no.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're in great shape in this region. We just, you know, the community itself doesn't use very much water out of the Truckee River.
Okay.
You know, in an average year, we use about 3%.
Wow.
So this community only uses just a small smidgen of what goes down the river.
That's really great.
In a drought year like 2015 or, you know, or some of those really heavy drought years, we might use up to 9% of the river. Okay. But even then, we just don't use that much of it.
Good.
And that's a misconception in the public. The public thinks, oh, we must suck that river dry. No, we don't. No. The other thing is there's been no new water rights, if you will, issued off the river. What's available is what's available.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just invent water. That's not a...
Yeah.
We can't say, oh, somebody's building, you know, they need water. Well, we'll just give them water.
Here you go. Yeah.
You know, you have to procure it. You have to get it. Mm-hmm. And a good way to think about this, and I've used this example before, but, you know, in the Spanish Springs Valley, you know, the Opios used to grow potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big potato farm, big potato ranch. And they no longer have potatoes out there. We have houses out there. So the water that was used to you know, provide water for fields, irrigation for fields and crops, now is used to provide water for houses. But it's still the same amount of water. It's still the same water. We don't get to invent other water.
Okay. All right. So what are we looking at, I guess, towards the future as far as water goes? So we're probably dealing with more, as you said, we're not dealing with farming so much. We're dealing with technology and companies that need it.
Yeah. And we're looking at, once again, the water rights that are on the river. There's a finite number, and we're nowhere near those right now.
Okay.
We've looked out, over the next 20, 30 years, we're in great shape.
Okay.
With that said, we're always exploring different options. Is there different sources out there, source and supply? Is there different opportunities to procure water elsewhere? And is there different, right now we're building a water treatment plant on the Mount Rose on White's Creek, and it's just a little bitty one, but hey, there's water coming down there. And if we can get that water treatment plant going, then we can rest some wells.
Yeah.
And if we rest the wells, that helps everybody out because there's a lot of domestic well owners. So we're just trying to, you know, all around be a good neighbor,
mm-hmm.
do what we can. You know, provide a good product, reliable product for the customer, and, you know, have a low impact on the neighbors.
Okay, cool. And I mean, you're exploring every resource you possibly can.
Every resource.
Yeah. Every single one. Any other things on the horizon you want people to know about, or anything they should know as far as water goes?
I think from a water standpoint, just understand to be smart about it.
Yeah.
You know, we've never advocated, or we don't advocate that you just don't water. Just water smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're letting it go on if you're not fixing your broken sprinkler heads, if you're not repairing your leaky drip systems, if you're just letting it run down the driveway and run down the gutter, well, that's not benefiting anybody.
No, it's not. Yeah.
You know, and you're paying for it, for crying out loud. So
yeah.
Help yourself out.
Yeah.
And that's why we ask customers, if you want to have an acre of lawn, have an acre of lawn. Just water it responsibly.
Okay.
And if you want to cut it back down to half and half and put a patio in there, by all means, have fun with that too. Whatever makes you happy.
All right. Well, if people need to know more about water conservation or watering days, they can just go to your website.
They can go to our website, tmwa.com, and check out the conservation page. And there's all kinds of helpful tips on irrigation tips, winterization tips, startup tips, you know, anything you might need to know about your irrigation or about water.
Okay.
The conservation page.
Awesome. Andy, thank you so much for coming in, man. This is very important.
No, it's great. Thank you.
All right.